Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Mem Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 9 lines from the top of Daf Mem Gimel. We have a quote from the Mishnah. Zeh haklal, kol shehu mimin dogon, harei zeh oiver bepesach. The Mishnah had said that anything that has as its ingredient something that is grain-based, so that will cause, if it ferments, it will cause someone to be in violation of the rules of Pesach. The Mishnah had said, Harei elu ba'azhoro v'ein bohen mishum kores, that there is a negative command, but there is no kores, which is indicative of something that is actual real chametz. The items mentioned in the Mishnah were examples of two categories of items. One is chametz betaroivas, that means chametz which was mixed in with other ingredients, and chametz nukshe. This is a type of substance that is not really edible. The Gemara. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi me'achar shishoninu kol shehu min dogon, harei ze oiver bepesach. Once we have a rule that anything that has a dogon, a grain basis to it, that will result in a Pesach violation, of, as we said, if it's fermented. Loma monu chachomim eselu. Why does the Mishnah then go ahead and enumerate all the different examples that we saw there? The Gemara answers, Kidei she rogil bohen u vishmosehem. Because it's important not just to know the rule, but to also know the examples and be familiar. Rogil means regular or familiar with them and their names. And the value in that is illustrated by the Gemara. Kiha dalhu bar marova. There was an example of someone from Eretz Yisrael. Bar marova is someone from Eretz Yisrael, from the land of Israel. Iklo lebovel. He visited Bovel. Have bisra bahadei. And he had some meat with him. He had a meat sandwich, let's say. Omar lehu. He said to those around him, Karivu li maskilsa. Maskilsa, Rashi explains, is shum lifton lalafis bosapa, something to complement my bread. In other words, he wanted to have a dip. Shoma de Kwamri, he heard those around him saying, Karivu le kusach. Well, why not serve him kusach? Now, kusach is something that we learned in our mission as well, the kusach habavli, and it is something that is made of, it's a dairy dish made of milk and bread. Milk and bread that's left to ferment for a long time, and it's used as a dip. But now when he heard that, Keva de Shoma Kusach Pirish, when he heard that that's what they were serving, so he stayed away. This is a function of his being expert or familiar, as the Gemara had said, that one should be a boki or rogio bohen uvishmosem, should be familiar with the items and what they're made of. We continue in the Gemara. Hare elu beazhora. This elu is a reference to the items mentioned in the Mishnah, and they include, as we said, chometz betaroves and nukshe. And having culled a list from Rashi, we have on the in the margin on the lower part of the page, you can see we have chometz betaroves includes the kusach, the shechor, the chometz, and the zeisom, and the nukshe is represented by the zomen, the amilan, and the kolon. These are items that we saw in the Mishnah back on Daf Mem Beis Omer Aleph at the beginning of the Perek. The Gemara asks, Man Tano, who is the author, the Chometz Dogon Gomur, Ayadei Tarovis, Venukshe Be'einei Belav? Who's the author of our Mishnah? Because as we said, our Mishnah includes these two categories, what we called here Aleph and Beis, that Chometz, real Chometz, but in a Tarovis, as part of a mixture with other ingredients, or the case of Nukshe Be'einei. Be'einei means by itself. It's pure chametz, but it's in a state where it's not edible. That if one eats either one of these, belav, he is guilty of a negative command, which could lead to lashings. And as the Mishnah said, but not kores. So our question is, who is the author of that idea that both of these things are belav? The Rashi, Mantano, we're looking at Rashi in the upper part of the narrow lines, Mantano de Masnisin, de Islay, who is the author of our Mishnah that holds Chometz Dogon Gomor, Shenis Arev Bemin Acher, Ve'eno Bi'ein, Shenimuach, where the Chometz has mixed with another ingredient, but and it's been mashed together or melted down where you don't see the chometz be'ein on its own. Inami, chometz nukshe ra v'ise be'ene, or chometz that has nukshes literally mean hardened and it's bad, and but it's by itself. Muzhorin al achilosoi belav, regarding these two, one is forbidden to eat them, to the tune of a negative command. The Mishnah taught those things. Those are examples of real chometz, but were mixed with other ingredients. The example of the tachshite noshim is really the soles we saw, the flower that is extant and by itself. Avol nukshu, the ainu roi lachil, it's in a state where it's used as a depilatory, and hence it's not something that's really edible. The katoni bashorot over aleim balav, and the Mishnah taught that both of these categories, nukshe and chometz v'tarobes, result in a violation of a negative command. So, simply put, who is the author of our Mishnah, of that idea? Before we continue in the Gemara, you notice we have a diamond and a double underline. You'll notice on the side of the Gemara, there are no say, mivneh, heading. We have the issue of mi, sover, who holds chometz dogon gomor b'tarovas and nukshe be'enei havyon belav. So if we look ahead on the page, you see the Amora Rav Yehuda says it's Rebbe Meir, and later you see Rav Nachman saying it's the Tano Rebbe Eliezer. What their basis is, of course, we have to wait and see sources that they quote. So the question was, who is the author? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Rebbe Meir, he. It will be Rebbe Meir, Desanya. Now we have quite a bit of an exercise ahead of us right now. We have a very short Tanaic source. You can see we've broken it into three parts. The Gemara will point out that the source itself is inherently contradictory, and hence difficult to understand just by reading it as it is. The Gemara, in another 3-4 lines, you'll see, says Hochi Komar, and you'll notice a dash underlining. Again, the numbering appears, and on the side of the Gemara, we indicate that this marking represents a Hezber, Gimel Chalokim Shela Braiso Sir Sorif. The three parts of this brisa that begin with the word Siur Yisarev will be explained by the Gemara. So, let's first read the source, then look at the Gemara's question on it, and then we have to give some more background before we will be able to go too much further. So in the meantime, we have a source. It says, Siur Yisarev. Now, Siur is a situation where you have dough. It's not fully fermented. And there is a machlokes tanoim of how to describe the Siur in question. So, Siur, this source says, must be burnt. V'nosno l'kalbo, give it to the dog. V'ochlo v'arboim, one who eats it will be guilty of a negative command, chayav 40 lashes, but not kores. Ha gufo kasha. This source is inherently contradictory. Amri siur yosorif. You tell me at the beginning that siur must be burnt. When you describe something that must be burnt, that indicates alma osur bahano, that shows that it's forbidden to benefit from it. Vahodar toni, and then at stage 2, in or section 2 of the source, you say venosna lufne kalbo. You can give it to your dog. Alma mutur bahano. Well, that indicates you're allowed to benefit from it, giving it to your dog, so that you're benefiting from it as dog food. The Gemara answers, and as we said, the Gemara's answer is simply broken down into three parts explain each one of the three sections of the source. Now, we have to add some more information. The topic of Si'or, Rashi explains it at length. Before we look at the Rashi, let us see if we can manage with the chart that we have on the side. The description of Si'or is dough in the midst of fermentation. There are two levels, and on our chart you can see the chart that is in the margin. And you can see there's a grid, and on the right-hand side of the chart, you could see the expression hichsif ponov, and below that, karnei chagovim. Hichsif ponov is, maybe some of you have seen this, if you take, after you knead a hunk of dough, and you let it sit for a while, it starts to form a whitish exterior, almost looks like it has powder on it or flour on it. That's a whitening of the exterior, that's hichsif ponov. If you leave it sit longer, it starts to develop cracks in it that are referred to here as karnei chagovim, literally the antenna of locusts. The nature of those kind of cracks is that they extend in two different directions. So that's a later stage of fermentation. How does that figure in terms of the halacha of chometz? So, according to Rabbi Meir, hichsif ponov represents nukshe. It's already starting to become a chometz problem, and we'll call that chometz nukshe. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he is more lenient. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that is still matzah. That's considered zero in terms of the chometz scale. Then, when you get to karnei chagovim, which we said is a more advanced state of fermentation, so Rabbi Meir will tell you that is absolute chometz, which would mean that would be even worthy of kores. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says that is nukshe, so that Rabbi Yehuda, only once you reach the karnei chagovim level will it be considered nukshe. Nukshe, again, is chometz that's not full-fledged chometz. It's not edible. And Rashi adds, it also cannot be used as se'or, not to be confused with the term si'ur. Se'or is sourdough that's used for fermenting other doughs. But this is not capable of that either. With the information from the chart in mind, let us now proceed with the Gemara. Hochi ko'omar. Si'ur yisareif. The opening of the source that said the si'ur must be burnt. Well, the Rebbe Meir. Si'ur that's reached hichsif ponov, according to Rebbe Meir, it is chometz nukshe, and therefore must be burnt. The Rebbe Yehuda. If you have dough that has reached karnei chagovim, so that will need to be burnt according to Rabbi Yehuda. So each one, according to their own definition of si'ur, it will need to be burnt. Rabbi Meir's definition of Hichsik Ponov, and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Karnei Chagovim. Number two, V'nosno Lifnei Kalbo. That is indicative of something you're allowed to benefit from. So that is the Rebbe Meir L'Rebbe Yehuda. That is a case of Hichsif Ponov according to Rebbe Yehuda. How does Rebbe Yehuda view Hichsif Ponov, namely Rebbe Meir's standard of Sior? Well, you can look at the chart. Rebbe Meir's standard of Sior according to Rebbe Yehuda, that's matzah. And therefore, you can benefit from it. And the benefit, of course, here is by feeding it to your dog. The third point, the ha'oichloi be'arboyim, one who eats it is chay of lashing, ason l'Rebbe Meir. Namely, that if you eat hichsif ponov, that which we just were feeding to the dog, of course, according to Rebbe Yehuda, if you eat that, the ochlo, you eat it, the hichsif ponov, is high of 40 lashes, that is according to Rebbe Meir, because according to Rebbe Yehuda, that's still matzah gomor. Shaminon lay the Rebbe Meir, well, what do we see from this? Nuksha be'enei, that's nuksha on its own, by itself, is belav, is chayav malchus. It's a negative command. So that we have this, well, it appears as an unnamed source, but we've identified it as a source according to Rebbe Meir, particularly the section 3 of the source, eating it results in 40 malchus, is eating that which Rebbe Meir calls hichsif ponov, which is an example of nukshe. Now, we are concluding that nuksha be'ene is, that nuksha on its own, if one eats it, is chayav alav. The chol shekein chometz dogon gomor al yedei tarovis. And all the more so, there would be a chiyuv malchus for real chometz in a mixture form. Now, that is because this amora Rav Yehuda holds that a tarovis is more stringent a problem than chometz nukshe. Now, by way of markings, you'll notice we have this crown shape. This crown shape is here to highlight the expression kol shekein, and you will hopefully find this useful when you are learning through the Rashi of the Sugya as well. So we want to have things in perspective. Namely, according to Rav Yehuda, if you have to choose which is more serious a problem, chometz nukshe versus chometz betaroves, so Rav Yehuda's position is that chometz betaroves is a more severe problem. And that's what the crown shape helps you to focus on. This is in contrast with the next approach, that of Rav Nachman. You will see he takes the position that nukshe is a more severe problem. Hopefully these points will become clear as we go on in the sugya. We continue. Rav Nachman Omar. Now, Rav Nachman, as you can see, is in a diamond. He is coming here also to offer an answer to who is the author of our Mishnah. What's the issue? Someone, a shita of Tanoim, that will say that Chometz Dogon Gomor B'Taroives and Nukshe, both of those categories will result in lashing, if one, of course, eats it on Pesach. Rav Nachman Omar, Rabbi Eliezer he. This is according to the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, Desanya. We have a Tanaic source. There are two opinions, Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. We've underlined Rebbe Lezer because we want to focus on his opinion. They speak about full-fledged chometz, and on the point we call point Aleph, there is agreement, so we don't have to focus on that. It says here, Al chometz dogen gomur onesh kores, and point Beis, it means on full-fledged, complete chometz, so the punishment is kores. Al eruvo belav divrei Rebbe Eliezer, and this is what we really are more interested in, and that is that chometz in a taroives is one who eats it is guilty of a negative command. Now he's violated a negative command. B'chachomim omrim, point aleph is the same as before. Al chometz dogen gomor onish kores. However, here you see a difference. Al eruvo belo klum chometz betaroives does not result in any punishment. V'shamino leila Rabbi Eliezer. We understand. We hear Rabbi Eliezer saying, "The Omar chometz dogun gomur alidei tarovas belav." Well, that's what he said explicitly in this source. V'kol shekein nukshe be'enei, and all the more so nukshe by itself, as we said, according to Rav Nachman, nukshe presents itself as a more serious problem than chometz betarovas. So if chometz betarovas results in a lav, certainly chometz nukshe would be a negative violation. So if we were to stop here, so then according to Rav Nachman, the author of our Mishnah is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda before said the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara now goes ahead, pitting Rav Nachman against Rav Yehuda. Why does each one not say like the other? And the squiggle underline here helps to highlight at which point each Amora is introduced. For Rav Nachman, my time alone are Rav Yehuda. Why did Rav Nachman choose Rabbi Lezer as his author and not say like Rabbi Yehuda? Omar loch, Rav Nachman will tell you. Dilmo ad kan lokam Rabbi Meir hasam. It could be that Rabbi Meir said what he did only over there, lenukshe be'enei, only with regard to nukshe. And bear in mind, this is Rav Nachman speaking. Rav Nachman views nukshe as a more severe thing. And Rabbi Meir above was talking about the seor, which was an example of nukshe. So Rav Nachman figures that it could be, as far as the Tana Rabbi Meir is concerned, the chiyuv malchus, the violation of the negative command, is only on nukshe be'enei. Which Rav Nachman perceives as a lesser thing, a lesser offense, lo, maybe that wouldn't be chayev at all. It wouldn't be result in malchus. So from Rav Nachman's vantage point, he can't agree with Rav Yehuda and say that the author of the Mishnah would be Rabbi Meir. Therefore, Rav Nachman offered Rabbi Eliezer as the author. For Rav Yehuda, my time alone, Rav Nachman. Believe it or not, you're going to see the same type of answer now, but just from a different, from the opposite vantage point. We're asking, why does Rav Yehuda not say like Rav Nachman? Why does Rav Yehuda say the author of our mission is the Tana Rabbi Meir and not the Tana Rabbi Eliezer? Omar loch, Rav Yehuda will tell you. Ad kan lo ko amar Rabbi Meir hasam el chometz dogon gomor ayadei tarovis. Rabbi Eliezer may have been willing to say that there's malchus only for the case of chometz betarovis, which again, according to Rav Yehuda, this is a more severe problem. So on this more severe problem, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer was saying for that there will be malchus. Avol nukshe b'enei lo omar, but nukshe, that he wouldn't necessarily say there's any malchus. So he cannot be the author of our Mishnah. Tanya Kavose de Rav Yehuda. We have a brisa now that will support Rav Yehuda. Now, Rashi is extremely helpful over here. And he says that the point of this brisa is to show, when we say to show like Rav Yehuda, what do you mean by that? So what we mean by that is that chometz betarovas is more chomor than nukshe. That's the point of bringing in this brisa. Now, if once we show you that chometz betarovas is more chomer than nukshe, and we demonstrated above that nukshe gets malchus, so nukshe gets malchus, chometz betarovas will certainly get malchus, and lo and behold, we have an author for our Mishnah, as Rav Yehuda suggested, Rabbi Meir. So now let's see how that works. How are we going to show you that chometz betarovas is more chomer? So we have a source. In the source we're going to be referring to a couple of different psukim found in the context of chometz bepesach. The pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes lo sochelu." Lerabois, the pasuk is coming to include. When you see a pasuk using the word kol, so that is already an inclusive expression. So it's coming to include Kusach, Habavli, Shechar, Modai, Chometz HaAdomi, Zesum HaMitzri. Take careful note that each one of these things is an example of Chometz Dogen B'Taroives. Yochli Onish Kores. For consuming any of these, would there be a Kores punishment? Talmud Lomar, ki kol oichil chometz v'nichrisa. And from this we learn, al chometz dogon gomur onush kores, v'lo v'al eruvo balav. When it comes to kores, that's reserved for pure, complete chometz, but not for chometz betaroides. As far as eruvo, that is a negative command, which would be punishable by lashing, but not kores. Man, now this source we just read, there is no name. Man shames le d'omar al eruvo balav, which Tana says that chometz betaroves is chayev a lav, is considered a violation of a negative command. Rebbe Eliezer, he. Now, if you navigate with the markings, you see we have a little star to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, and you use the star a number of lines up, you can see that's where Rabbi Lezer had said his opinion. So, in this source, we see that Chometz Betaroves is a lav. The Nuksha Be'enei Lo Komar, but as far as Nuksha, he doesn't make any reference to that. Shmamino Nuksha le Rebbe Lezer Leslay. So from this source you see that Nuksha, as far as the Tana Rebbe Lezer is concerned, is of no punishable severity. In other words, it's not something that is it's hard to say, it's not something that's forbidden. It is forbidden, but it's not punishable. Our Mishnah said it was punishable. Therefore, our Mishnah cannot be authored by Rebbe Eliezer, according to the logic we just presented. Oh, and that's exactly the position taken by Rav Yehuda above. He said that the author of our Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. The Gemara asks, Rebbe Eliezer, a ruva balav minole. Up till now we were working with this as an assumption, or as a given. Rebbe Eliezer, in the source where we have the star that we pointed out before, there he said that chometz betaroves is blah, but what's the scriptural source for that? Dichtiv. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Now, bear in mind, we have a new marking, and on the side of the Gemara, we introduce this section as with a nosei mivne heading. The triangle is presented here as a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of a back and forth discussion. So the triangle with the point facing up represents tshuvos la sheila mino leilu Rebbe Lezer de chometz dogon gomur al yedei taroves balav. From where does Rebbe Lezer know that chometz in a mixture form is guilty of a lav, a negative command? With the triangle inverted, they represent kushios. Those are questions that are going to be raised on what we will be saying. So we have to keep track step by step. Are we at an answer or are we at a question? So the question had been raised, what's the source for Rebbe Lezer's din chometz betaroves balav? Answer. Dichtiv, and we're calling this answer number one. Here's a pasuk, kol machmetzes lo sochelu. So from this pasuk, we are supposed to understand that kol machmetzes lo sochelu, and we saw in the source above that was coming to include chometz betaroves. The Gemara asks, "I hachi, if machmetzes is a reference to chometz betaroves, so kores nami lechayev, let there be also a kores penalty." The Haksiv, there's a pasuk that says kol. So you see, machmetzes referred to here, and there is kores. And yet, in the source above, we said there would be no kores for chometz betaroves. The Gemara answers, "Hahu miboya le lechidetanya." The pasuk that was just quoted of "ki kol oichel machmetzes" is needed for something else. In other words, machmetzes in that pasuk, in fact, is not a reference to chometz betaroves, but it comes to teach me something else. And it's as follows. This is something we've learned already. It says, "Ein li eloshin is chametz meilov." If I had just the pasuk that warns against eating chometz, I would think that's a reference to something that became chometz on its own. Machmas over acher minayin, having become chometz through some added ingredient, some extra external source, causing its fermentation, how do you know that that's also chayav? That's also guilty? Talmud lomar, kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa. So you see that the pasuk kol oichel machmetzes is used for something else, leaving the issue of chometz betaroves as a mere negative command, lashing no kores. Question. Ihochi delav nami lohochi hudosa. As far as the lav is concerned, the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo sochilu, maybe its purpose is for this, to serve as the azhora. In the Torah, the azhora is a pasuk telling you that something is forbidden, even without the Torah at that point informing you of the punishment. That's called oinish. But there is a need also for, there is a need for an azhora, a negative command. So maybe the negative command pasuk is a negative command regarding nischametz machmas dover achir. And as far as chometz betaroves, so I don't have a source. Elo, and here we're calling this answer number two. Elo, taima de Rabbi Lezer, the basis of Rabbi Lezer is from the word, is from me, kol. From the fact that the pasuk said, kol machmetzes lo sochelu, the kol is including chometz betaroves. The Gemara asks, well, hasam nami hoksiv kol. In the pasuk that has kores, you also have the word kol. We saw that pasuk, ki kol oichel chometz v'nichrasa. So if that be the case, so then I will then include taroves, chometz in a taroves, even for kores, not limiting it to lashing. The Gemara responds, hahu, the kol of the kores pasuk, is needed for something else. Miboya le l'rabbi says hanoshim. I need that to include women in the prohibition of chometz. Question. Noshim. Midarav Yehuda amar Rav Nafka. That women are prohibited and chometz is learned from a different source, from Rav Yehuda amar Rav's teaching. Dom Rav Yehuda amar Rav, v'chein tona debei Rav Yishmael, and a Tanaic source likewise is taught in the yeshiva of Rav Yishmael that says, Omar Kro. Isho isho kiyasu mikol chatas ha'odom. The pasuk is describing whether it be male or female, anyone who violates a sin of the Torah. Hishvo hakosuv ish liisha. The lechol oin shishim b'Torah. This pasuk parallels or compares woman to man regarding all ancient, all punishments of the Torah, and from here we learn that women are bound to all the negative commands in the Torah. It's true that there's a realm called mitzvah saseh, shazman, groma, positive commands that are time-bound that women are exempt, but when it comes to negative commands, do not eat unkosher, do not do malachas on Shabbos, etc., and so forth, women are commanded equally like men. So, as far as including women in the prohibition of chometz, I don't need the kol pasuk for that. Therefore, we're reinstating the possibility that the kol is for kores by chometz betaroves. And we said before that chometz betaroves is not chayav kores, it's chayav only malchus. The Gemara says, no, the kol is really for women. Itzdrich. This is an answer. The triangle is facing upwards. That itzdrich, I need an additional source specifically by Pesach, by Chometz on Pesach, to include the women. In other words, I can't rely on the general source of Isho Isho Ki Yasu Mikochatis Odom, but I need a special posuk for Chometz Pesach. And we continue at the top of Omid Beis. Here the Gemara has a long explanation as to what I would have thought had I not had a special chometz pasuk, the kol, to include women. The Gemara says, and notice again, we see there's a long marking we see here. The Samach Daled represents Salka Daitoch, that's what I would have thought. Salka Daitoch Amina. Had I not had this special kol pasuk by chometz to include women, I would have thought, Hoyol uksiv loisoy chalolov chometz shivas yomim toy chalolov matzois. The pasuk says, "Don't eat chometz, but rather for 7 days eat matzah." Kol sheyeshno bekum echol matzo yeshno beval toichal chometz. Anyone who is commanded in the positive mitzvah, the mitzvah asay of eating matzah, so he is commanded in the negative of refraining from chometz. V'hani noshi, women folk, hoyo v'lesnu bekum echol matzah. Women are. Again, here this is only at an initial thought process. This is not the truth at the bottom line. But I would have thought that women, since they're not included, v'lesne b'kum echol matzah. We skip the brackets for a moment. Emo v'bal toichal chometz nami lesnu. Maybe just like they're not included in matzah, they're not included in the prohibition of chometz. Now we go over this line again with the brackets. We said that women, since they're not included in the positive command of eating matzah, why not? The avilei mitzvah asay shazman groma. It is a positive mitzvah that is time bound. Matzah eating is required on the 15th of Nisan at night. That's what the Torah requires. That's time bound. You're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if you wait till even the next morning. So and now as far as that issue is concern of time-bound positive commands that women are exempt from, that is demonstrated, proven, sources are given for that in Maseches Kiddushin. So, but we're not going to get into that here. That's a given. So after all is said and done, what would I have thought? I would have thought that women are actually exempt from the prohibition of chametz. Komash malon. Therefore, I need the kol pasuk to tell me that women are commanded concerning the negative the prohibition of eating chometz on Pesach. And now the Gemara proceeds to make a point within the same context, a long point. Now that we've established through the kol word that women are in fact commanded in the negative of refraining from chometz, is rabbi nami lachilas matzah kerebi elozar. They are in fact included in the obligation to eat matzah Pesach night on Seder night, like Rebbe Lezer says, the Amar Rebbe Lezer, Noshim Chayavas Bechilas Matzah Devar Torah. Women are obligated to eat matzah from the Torah perspective. In other words, from a Doraisa standpoint, a Torah level command, not a rabbinic command, a Torah level command. Shinemar, the pasuk says, Lo yisoychal alav chometz v'chulei. This is simply a quote of what we saw on the top line. The pasuk was quoted there. Lo sachal of chametz shivas yom tochal of matzos. Kol sheyeshno bebal toichal chometz. Anyone who is included in the prohibition of chometz, which now we know includes women, yeshno bachilas matzah. They are included in the positive command of eating matzah. V'hani nashi nami hodoyel v'yeshno bebal toichal chometz. The women, since they are commanded in the prohibition of eating chometz, and that we know from a pasuk, the kol word from the pasuk of that we saw from Sefer Shmos, kol oichel chometz v'nichrasah. So that included women. It's rabbi nami lachilas. They are included also. Let's read that line again. V'hani noshi nami hoyo v'yeshon b'bal toichal chometz yeshon b'kum echol matzah. The Gemara asks, umai chozis dehai kol lirbuye noshim umafkis iruvo. What is it that you see fit to say that the kol word by the kores is including women and excluding the chometz in a tarovis, in a mixture? Emo lirbuye eruvo. Let us say that the kol is coming to include in kores chometz betarovis. The Gemara answers, mistabra koi ba'oichlin mar ba'oichlin. We're dealing with a pasuk that describes human beings. It says the focus or the subject of that pasuk, ki kol oichel chometz v'nichlasa, it's referring to any person who eats chometz. And in that pasuk we have an inclusionary expression. So since the focus of the pasuk are people, if we're going to come to include something, we're going to include other people, other eaters. The word ochlin is a reference to people that are eaters. Would you say that if you're in a pasuk dealing that's focusing on people, and we have an inclusionary expression, I will come to include something from outside the subject of the pasuk and include food? The ne'echolin is food, in this case, ta'arovas, a chometz in a mixture form. That's not balanced. It's lacking in logic, if you will. Let's go over this point once again. If you're in a pasuk that's focusing on people as the subject of the pasuk, and you have an inclusionary expression, you would include something of a like nature. Hence, we include women. You wouldn't be in a pasuk focusing on people, and then all of a sudden to activate the inclusionary expression to include food. The Gemara asks a question. You'll notice this is a long question. Maskif lo Rav Nosan Avua the Rav Huna, Rav Nosan, the father of Rav Huna, asks or challenges what we just said, and he says, if you have a pasuk that's focusing on people, are you telling me that you won't include food as part of the inclusionary clause? V'ha Tanya. Well, we have a pasuk. It says, Ki kol ochel chelev v'nabeima asher yakriv. Here's a pasuk that's talking about people that eat from the chelev of animals that you are offering as sacrifices. And that is something forbidden to do. Ein li elo chelev tamimin sheroi likrav. I would say that that's only if you eat the chelev. Chelev is a reference to the forbidden fats of an animal that is tamim. Tamim means it's blemish-free, which is fit to serve as a sacrifice, for as an offering. Chelev bali mumin minayin. How about the consumption of non-sacrificial chelev? Non-sacrificial animals, chelev. How do you know that that is also forbidden? Talmud lomar min habehema. Chelev hulin minayin. What about chelev of mundane animals? In other words, when we made reference here to chelev of bali mumin, that would be a reference to animals that are blemished but had been sanctified, in a sense similar to korbonos, which the pasuk features asher yakriv. So if you are expanding it to include something, so include other sanctified animals. How about chelev of bale mumin, of blemished animals more accurately, chelev chulin minayin, chelev of unsanctified animals, that also is forbidden? Talmud lomar ki kol, the pasuk said, ki kol ochel chelev, etc. V'ha'ha'ha, dekoy ba'ochlin, here the emphasis of the pasuk is on the person, the eater. V'kob marbe ne'echolin, and we're coming to include the chelev of all kinds of other animals, other than in addition to sacrificial animals. So we're including the ne'echolin, the food. That being the case, we go back to the suggestion before, that maybe we're not going to include women, but rather let us include chametz b'tarovas as being chayev kores. The Gemara answers, Hasam, in the case of chelev, deleka oichlin marben echolim. In the chelev pasuk, women are already included in the prohibition of eating chelev. So there's nothing by way of eaters left to include. Men and women are already covered in the basic prohibition. So what am I going to do with the inclusionary expression? So therefore, marbe ne'echolin. However, hocha, in the case of chometz, de'ika ochlin, there is room to include other eaters. As we said, women were included. There was grounds for thinking that women were not included in the chometz prohibition. So there is room for including other eaters. That being the case, lo shavik lu la'oichlin umarbe ne'echolin, the Torah isn't going to leave aside, shavik is to abandon or leave aside the chance of including more eaters for the sake of including chometz b'taroves, which is in the category of ne'echolin, of food. The Gemara continues now, focusing on the Rabbanon that argue with the Tana Rebbe Eliezer, and they hold that Chometz B'Tarovis is not guilty even of a lav. So, V'Rabbanon, the less lehu Eruv, Kol Lo Darshi. Well, it would seem then that the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rebbe Eliezer, came to his conclusion that Chometz B'Tarovis is Chayev Alav because of the Kol word. The Rabbanon who says Chometz B'Tarovis is not guilty, they obviously don't darshan, they don't expound on the word Kol. Well, if they deny Kol as a source for inclusion, then Elonoshim Minaluhu, where will the Rabbanon know that women are included in the Chometz prohibition? The Gemara answers, Kol lo darshi. The word Kol, they don't darshan. However, Ki Kol darshi. And that was the pasuk that we cited before. We have a little star, you can see it on the side again. Ki Kol ochel Chometz v'nichrasa. The Gemara asks, this question lasts a number of lines, you can see a long question marking here, the Rebbe Eliezer, the Tana Rebbe Eliezer, Emor, why not say as follows, Kol l'rabois es hanoshim, the expression Kol by Kores, this pasuk we just cited, is there to include women, Ki Kol l'rabois es eruvo, the added word Ki, it will include Chometz B'Tarovis as being Chayev Kores, which is something we denied before. V'chitema, you might say, Ki Kol Rabbi Lozer Lo Dorish. Rabbi Lozer doesn't pay attention to that expression of Ki Kol. Just Kol, but not with the added word Ki, that it has no value. That's not so. V'ha Tanya. We have a source, which we will show is, there's no name, but we'll show it's Rebbe Eliezer, and we will see in the source that he is darshaning Ki Kol. The source says Seor Bal Taktiru. This is a pasuk that deals with the prohibition of putting on the altar, on the Mizbeach, Chometz. So it says, Seor is a term refers to Chometz, and technically it refers to sourdough, but for our purposes, Chometz is not to be offered. Ainli ela kulo. Now, this is discussed in the Rishonim, what this expression means, but if we take a look at Rashi, says, Ainli ela kulo bizman shekol ha-hekter min asor. Hekter is haktorah, is offering, putting in the fire, and the minimum size of something to be put in the fire is an olive quantity. So, if I had this posuk, just sor baltak tiru, I would think that the prohibition is only if you put a full olive quantity in the fire. Miktsaso minayin. Rashi's pshat on this is chatzi zayis. She'eno hekter sholem. De'ein haktor pusa mikazayis. What about putting a half olive quantity in of sa'or, of chometz, in the fire of the altar? From where do we know that that is forbidden? Talmud lomar, kol. Eruvo minayin. What about if you have the sa'or, the chometz, that's not extant, it's part of a mixture, and it's completely mixed up with other meal offering substances. How do you know that that is also prohibited? Talmud Lomar, Ki Kol. And we dashed underline it. So you have a Tani here, darshaning Ki Kol. And who is the Tana? Man Shamisle Tidorish Kol. Who have we seen in the past that darshans the word Kol? Rebbe Eliezer. We know he darshans the word Kol. That's how he got to his conclusion that Chometz B'Tarovis is also Balav. And at the same time, the Kodorish Ki Kol. He does darshan Ki Kol. Kashya. This remains a difficulty. In other words, the Gemara's suggestion at the beginning of this long question remains something to consider. Namely, that Ki Kol would be marbe chometz b'tarubis. If one who eats that on Pesach, one who eats chometz in a mixture form on Pesach, would be chayev kores. And that is contrary to what we indicated before when we saw Rebbe Eliezer talking about this topic. Well, and that is left as a difficulty. As you can see, there's a slash mark that appears, and the next sugya is actually a very long sukya. We have a little starred note you can see on the side. Heora diunim sviv shnei sukyos ikorios heter mitzdarf leiser and tam ki ikur. These are names of topics that will come up under discussion. Mamshichim ara mishnah bedaf mem hey omer aleph. So here we are on mem gimel omer beis. From this point till mem hey omer aleph, two sugyas that are interwoven will be under discussion. So that for the sake of maintaining clarity and not breaking things up in the middle, this would be a convenient place to pause. Before we sign off, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.